Hello and welcome to episode zero of Check the IV. I am your host, Jewel IV. And for the next few weeks into months, you will be following me and sitting down with a whole bunch of creatives and influencers on the pulse-driven topics of what is our entertainment in this generation's culture. And I am super excited to be starting the show with the aspect social and culture, the sister division to the Aspect Co. And I am going to be kicking this episode zero off with just talking a little bit about myself, about the show and the network as a whole. And if you're new here, the Aspect and Social and Culture is a part of the Aspect Network, which is a media production company that focuses on pop culture topics and social media content. So over the next couple of weeks, you're going to see more shows like mine drop here on the podcast feed, on our YouTube channel, and on our new social media platforms. So let's get started. As for our show, Check the IV, we're the first fluid conversational podcast here at the Aspect Co. And it's a little nerve-wracking, but it's also fun. I think it's going to set the tone for a lot of new creators and former creators to just come and express a lot of their experience that is going or that they've experienced in the media and the entertainment industries. Here, we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of creative processes, career accomplishments, and what these creators are actively pursuing and how they're going to get there or what's to come with their accomplishments and their ambitions coming forth. So the show will not only be focusing on the professional side of these creators and myself, it's going to get a little personal. So we will be tapping into perspectives and not just mine, but theirs on trending topics and social issues that are influencing creativity within today's culture. So it's going to be quite a fun listen to our new people, but also to the people that know these creatives as well. So I would love to start this episode off with discussing a little bit about me and my background in entertainment, but also discussing of why I want to create this podcast. Because of course, there's a lot of podcasts in the world. And, you know, the question that I had and I asked myself was, what is going to make this podcast any different from any other conversational podcast out there now? And that's not a bad question to ask. Let's be real. So let's start with the first one. So about me and my entertainment background. So I've been a filmmaker for about seven to eight-ish years, ever since I was in high school. And I studied at the Savannah College of Art and Design, shout out to SCAD, and where I really learned my niche in filmmaking and visual storytelling. So I am a writer, producer, and director, and I own my own media production company as well called Ivy Vision. And we have created about seven projects to date, visual projects. And we're branching out into other places like, you know, casting and writing rooms and music divisions and record labels. So there's a lot of things that are coming about in my entertainment field that have spawned from visual storytelling as a whole. But currently, my focus right now in entertainment is I'm pursuing some new ventures, aka this podcast. So giving a platform for creatives to come and share their artistic ambitions and their artistic accomplishments and processes. But also, I'm dabbling into music myself. So I will be recording and releasing some new tunes and some fresh things for people to listen to as well, other than this podcast. But really changing my visual storytelling into audio storytelling, which has been quite my niche for the last year and some months. So I'm super excited to be diving into that personally. But why did I create this podcast? Well, it was quite a God-given situation, I think. I was struggling personally, personal notes. I was struggling to be creative for quite a long time. I have not written any new projects in a while. Once we finished development of my television series, we dismantled the writer's room, and that was the last thing. So I have been on like a creative hiatus for quite a long time. But Sean approached me with this venture, and he's the head and president of The Aspect. And he was telling me that he would really like to see me come and produce some stuff for him. And I was like, absolutely, would love to inquire and see what it's all about. Because I was like, I never produced a podcast before. And then when he told me he wanted me to host it, I was like, oh, okay, sure. Let's try it. This whole era, not just in Sean's collaboration with myself in The Aspect, but at Vision as well, it's all about risk taking. And this is a new background for me, a new medium for me, but I am taking it with full force, and I am just seeing how and where the chips land, you know? But I'm excited. I'm super excited to create this, and not just for the fact that I'm collaborating with colleagues of mine from college, and just people that I've known for, years, and studied with them, and gone through the trials and tribulations of education, of higher education, let's say that. But also the fact that it's a community, that literally what our chair of our department at SCAD said was, you're going to be creating with these people for your rest of your life. These are your collaborators. And it's a true statement. You would think that it would be later down the line, but there is no time frame on when you can collaborate with people that you've always wanted to collaborate with. So the collaboration is a big part of why I wanted to create this podcast, and also get into the nitty-gritty of this industry and these bubbling creators, giving them an outlet and a platform to come and share their art and come and share their experiences of the ups and downs, the goods and the bads of what happens in this industry. So I'm super excited to be launching this and getting into the nitty-gritty of it all. What is to come? What is to come from Check the IV? Well, next week, we will be back at this same time with our first episode, and we will be interviewing our first guest. Ugh, I'm so excited. It is actress and producer Amari K. Jones. And I've known Amari for, wow, I've known Amari for about 4 to 5 years now, really thinking about it. And she, if you know her, if you know her, you know me, because she's been a main star in my big series called Exposure. And it's been quite a time working with her and workshopping with her as a director and as a producer. So we're going to tap into her and to see one thing of the topic of post-graduation. How does coming into professional, industry affect you after college, and the ups and downs of how that goes. But also, we're going to be tapping into what is to come from Amari as she transitions from being fully in front of the camera to coming and restraining back to newer positions and newfound mediums behind the camera. So I am super excited to interview and catch up with a very, very close friend of mine. But what is to come after next week? And the week after that, and the week after that. Well, cannot spoil a lot of what's to come, but just know that Check the IV is going to be filled with a lot of different types of guests, not just filmmakers. We're going to have musicians. We're going to have just regular creatives who are like photographers and entrepreneurs and a whole bunch of creators that are about to break, or they're near breaking, or they are just starting, and I just am excited to Jai to just get into what is to come with them and tap into what they have going on. I think a lot of us in creative world can get so wrapped up into what we are doing as creators, that we don't step back into seeing what our friends and colleagues are doing and giving them flowers and giving them a platform to come and share their accomplishments or what their next big one is, you know? So I'm super excited about that. But overall, what I want Check the IV to really center around is intimacy. I don't want any of my guests to feel pressure or to feel uncomfortable. I don't want even my viewers to feel pressure or uncomfortable when listening to the show. I want them to feel as if we are in my living room or we are on the phone on FaceTime and we are catching up and kikiing. But you know, it's gonna be a professional kiki and a personal kiki. You know, there's a two. I love liaisoning between the two, but that's what I want it to be. I want it to feel as if you were just hanging out and spending time and catching up with someone that you really care about or that you really, you know, value and you really respect. So that's kind of what I want the show to be centered and focused around overall. So that is what's to come on Check the IV. Well, that will conclude our episode zero for here at Check the IV. Thank you to everyone who tuned in to this episode. And please be sure to subscribe here at the Aspect Social and Culture on YouTube and any platform where podcasts are found. But also be sure to subscribe to our sister channel, The Aspect, and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at The Aspect SNC and The Aspect Co. Thanks so much for listening, and always check the IV.